Hey guys, it's Carter. Welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. I hope you guys are all having a great and an amazing day today. And guys, we are almost nearing 150 subscribers on YouTube. So if you guys are listening, make sure you guys like and follow from wherever you guys are listening. The audio is going to be on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, pretty much every podcast place you guys can find. So make sure you guys like and follow. And if you're watching the video version on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe because we're nearing 150 subscribers on YouTube, which is awesome. So in today's podcast, we're going to be looking at what I've learned from swing trading over the past 3 years. Now, for those of you that don't know, I've been swing trading full time for the past 3 years, and we're going to be teaching you guys some of the little tricks and things I've learned over it. So I hope you guys all enjoy it. If you guys get anything in value out of it, hit the like button, subscribe. If you have any questions, let me know down in the comments. So what is the first thing I've learned? Practice. And I know that is such a general statement, right? Practice is the number one thing I've learned, right? So really what I'm trying to say is I jumped into using my own capital way too early, right? I swing traded. I practiced in a simulation account, paper trading for 4 to 6 months. I was doing very, very well in that time. And then I jumped in using my, using my hard-earned capital. And then I made some trades and I slowly lost some money. So the biggest thing is I would highly recommend swing trading for about a year. After that year point of doing it religiously, something kind of clicked with me, whether it was my trading style, my strategy, or maybe it was just more experience. But what happened is I slowly became more confident in my trades, and what that led to is bigger profit. So the biggest thing, right, is practice. And I know I'm grilling it, but you have to treat it like a job. And if you're somebody that knows doctors and lawyers and engineers, how long does it take them to become, a master in their profession? It takes years, if not decades. You have to treat swing trading and trading and investing the same way, right? You have to treat it like a job, invest into yourself. Moving on, kind of gearing into the second thing I wrote down here is mastering your emotion, right? Swing trading for me, it was like 90% emotion and 10% like execution, patterns, pattern recognition, stuff like that. 90% for me was emotion. What I mean by emotion is you'll have greed, you'll have hope, you'll have FOMO, right? You'll see people talking about a stock like during the time where we had BBY, Best Buy, or Bed Bath & Beyond, one of the stocks. It was going crazy, right? And what I saw was I wanted to get into this trade. I would take these trades into these positions, not because I believed in the strategy I had, but because I believed in some random person I came across on Twitter, right? So become a master of your emotions, and gearing kind of into the third thing is you don't have to trade. If you don't see an opportunity that works well for you, don't trade. Honestly, it's better to sit on the sidelines and watch what happens than to take a trade you're not 100% confident in. And that's the biggest thing, especially starting out, is capital is the number one thing you pretty much need, at least for me starting out, right? So I felt like I had to take trades because I had to, make profit. I was so worried about profit. And gearing to the last thing I wrote down is you should not even focus on profit. Honestly, the first year should be, if you wipe through your account, consider that a trading lesson, right? Consider that, okay, how much does college cost, right? College can cost upwards of 150 grand, and you're getting a way better understanding of the markets by maybe losing 500 bucks. You have to treat it like everything you do is learning, or just trying to master this trading style that you believe in. And I know you'll see videos even on my page where I'll say the best swing trading strategy. And a lot of people try these strategies that may not work well for you, but it may work well for other people. So what I did when I found my style or strategy. I picked bits and pieces from it from other YouTubers and other, you know, I got some books. I pulled some bits and pieces from these books. And I felt like I had to, you know, have the same trading style as a lot of these big time YouTubers, but you don't have to pick bits and pieces from these people that maybe you believe in. You know, you don't have to 100% believe in everything they do, but just bits and pieces go a long way. The last and final thing that I kind of want to mention is invest into yourself, right? The best investment you can make is into yourself. So when you are swing trading and you see a book that's maybe 10 bucks, buy it. Honestly, that $10 book could easily give you well over $100, $200, maybe even $1,000 or several thousands of dollars worth of information, because it's on the, you know, on investing and swing trading. So consume as much knowledge as you can, especially starting out, guys. And I wish I would have done stuff like that, because I feel like I would be way farther along than where I'm at right now. But overall, guys, we're gonna be moving on to another video here shortly. But hope you guys all enjoyed the video. If you guys did, hit the like button, subscribe. If you guys are listening to us on the podcast, appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you guys like it. I don't even know if you guys can like it on those. But like, subscribe, follow. You guys know what to do. So we'll see you guys later. Remember to stay happy, stay positive, and stay safe. Take care.